Hello, welcome back to my podcast, and you know what, I'm just gonna get straight to the point. So today I'll talk about The Warm-Up by J. Cole. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this podcast. Thank you. Right, The Warm-Up is the follow-up of the mixtape The Come Up. According to Genius, it states that The Warm-Up is J. Cole's second mixtape and the leading factor in him being signed to Roc Nation, which significantly is home to Lights Please, the song that convinced Jay-Z to sign him. It is also the first basketball-themed project in his early discography. More Virginia states that Cole named the project The Warm-Up because he is practicing even harder than he did in his debut mixtape The Come Up, to make sure that when he tries out for the team again, he'll be the top pick, as he explained in an interview with Complex. It is based on the story from when I was in high school and I got cut from the team. A lot of people get cut from the team, but it's really about how people handle the shit. Some people quit, they get spiteful, say F the coach, and they won't try out no more. Some people will just go harder and use it for motivation to make sure that next year is undeniable. Cole first met Jay-Z in front of his studio and had a beat CD to give to him. Eventually, he arrives at the studio and Cole introduces himself and attempts to give him the CD, but was overlooked by him harshly. With the release of this mixtape, it was then shared to Jay-Z by Cole's worker, to which you then listen to the sixth track, Lights Please, and decided to meet him. From my point of view, there are important points to consider. Since it is the first basketball themed project in his early discography, it explains why on the mixtape cover he's holding a basketball. It symbolizes Cole working harder to be one of the best rappers in the rap game. This is why Cole gave an example of him working harder to be part of the basketball team. In this case, basketball team represents the rap game. Moreover, one of the songs, Lights Please, is one of the reasons why Cole was signed to Jay-Z record label Roc Nation. This proves that his persistence to improve his skills in the rap game has paid off, because even though it was rejected, it did not give up. This is why The Warm-Up is the follow-up of the mixtape The Come Up, because in the first mixtape, Cole has stated that he left his home to chase his dream of becoming a rapper. And now, The Warm-Up marks the beginning of Cole succeeding in the rap game. The track list: number 1, Intro; number 2, Welcome; number 3, Can I Live; number 4, Grand Simba; number 5, Just to Get By; number 6, Lights Please; number 7, Dead Presidents 2; number 8, I Get Up; number 9, World Is Empty; number 10, Dreams featuring Brandon Hines; number 11, Roy Flash; number 12, Color in a Dream 2; number 13, Water Break Interlude; number 14, Hard to End; number 15, Get Away; number 16, Knock Knock; number 17, Ladies featuring Lea Fields and Expressions; number 18, Till Infinity; number 19, The Badness featuring Omen; number 20, Hold It Down; number 21, Last Call; and lastly, according to Dustin Windex on Sputnik Music, he stated that the album presents itself as a 22-track barrage of lyrical emotion that leaves you hungry for more. From my point of view, this proves that in this mixtape, J. Cole was working even harder than on his other mixtape, The Come Up, where he was chasing his dream of becoming a rapper. The Warm-Up shows Cole finally gaining recognition in the rap game, hence why it is the follow-up of his mixtape, The Come Up. Cole does not forget about his roots despite the fame he's got. As said by Dustin Windex, Cole conveys to the rap scene that you can still break it back without forgetting your roots or distilling your message. This is similar to The Come Up, where songs like Blow It Up shows Cole is not forgetting his roots. In that song, Cole boasts about his street origins and reflects on his come up in the rap game. This was stated by Genius, hence why the warm-up is the follow-up of the mixtape, the come-up. The second mixtape, the warm-up, seems to be old school. As stated by Justin Windex, the warm-up revolves around a very old school film. Paul brings strong lyricism, accompanied by delicate samplings and beats. From my point of view, this proves that the warm-up is the follow-up of the mixtape, the come-up. Both of these mixtapes have strong lyricism, with samples and beats where Cole is making his mark in the rap game. Some of the songs in the tracklist also provides evidence that the warm-up is the follow-up of the mixtape, the come-up. On the track intro, Cole gives his perspective on life. According to Genius, it states that on intro, North Carolina rapper J. Cole prepares his audience for his second official mixtape, The Warm Up. On the track, Cole speaks about his prerogative online and shares his perspective on life. This is shown in the lyrics.
Ever pray for something your whole life? I mean, all you dreamed about was this one thing. I mean, you know it's coming. You have faith in all that. But sometimes you second guess yourself. That's human nature, I suppose. Second guessing. When life seems to take you through more downs than ups. Seems like it gives you more losses than wins. But do you stand tall and be bold? Or do you fold? I came a long way, way too far for me to stop now. Not that I would stop anyways, but I'm so close I can feel it. Can you feel it? Warm up.
From my point of view, there is a reason why the warm-up is the follow-up of the mixtape, the come-up. From the lyrics, it shows that no matter what challenges Cole had faced, he never gave up. Just like on the track intro, which is found on the mixtape, the come-up, he decided to chase his dream of becoming a rapper. The warm-up reveals Cole finally gaining recognition in the rap game to the extent he got signed to the label Roc Nation. The song Grown Simba shows the rise of Cole in the rap game. According to Genius, it states that the fourth track of 2009, The Warm Up, serves as a now prophetic story of ambition and hunger Cole possessed coming into the rap game. Sprinkled with handfuls of clever harmonic wordplay and a vicious rhyme scheme for a closing verse, Cole tells the abrupt story of him transcending into the fast life of a celebrity. This is shown in the lyrics.
I was like a young Simba, couldn't wait to be the king. Now a nigga is the prince. Hopped over the fence where the grass way greener.
From my point of view, this proves that the warm-up is the follow-up of the mixtape, the come-up. On the track Grown Simba, Cole is using this as a metaphor to show that he is finally a signed artist. Remember on the track Simba, Cole was expressing his dream of becoming a signed artist. And since the warm-up helped Cole to get signed to Roc Nation, it is clear why Cole is Grown Simba. He is now a signed artist. There is one song on the mixtape The Warm Up that helped Cole to become a solid artist. The song is called Light Please. According to Genius, it states that the song is what led to Cole being the first rapper signed to Jay-Z's Roc Nation label via Hip Hop DX. Cole said, "That's the song that got me so many meetings in the industry. It got me my meeting with Mark Pent. Mark Pent played it for Jay-Z. Jay-Z heard that song, and that's the reason why he even wanted to see me, was from hearing Light Speaks. The lyrics shows the reason why he got signed to the label Roc Nation in the first place.
Alright, if y'all niggas heard the first one, the come up and shit, then you would have heard part one of this joint right here is Dead Presidents, you know, classic nigga. That's classic Jay shit. So I did it, threw it on the first mixtape. We let niggas, about a year ago, we let niggas hear, like, you know, the mixtape or whatever. And there's always this one nigga that stuck out to me like a year ago. This nigga's like, yo, like, I thought I did my thing on this shit. Those were like two of my favorite verses that I did, but he's just like, yo. Like, yo, you didn't come right, man. You didn't. If you gonna come on Dead Presidents, son, you gotta come hard, son. You gotta come harder than that, son. You gotta come harder than that. I was like, man, what you mean? I came hard, but that shit always stuck in my mind. So doing this next, you know, doing a warm up, I was like, damn, I gotta get on it again. I gotta do it again. Just almost like just to prove to that nigga and kind of prove to myself that, you know, I can maybe get a little.
From my point of view, I believe the reason why he got signed in the first place is because he was improving his lyric craft in terms of the song Dead Presidents. The song is a classic by Jay-Z, so it probably showed that J. Cole is serious about being a successful rapper and is willing to improve no matter what. Moreover, J. Cole deciding to go harder on the track Dead Presidents shows persistence in Jay-Z's eyes, hence why he gave Cole a chance. Though Cole was rejected at first, he still went on to perfect his craft in terms of his rap music. This is why The Warm Up is the follow-up of the mixtape The Come Up. Cole chased his dream of becoming a signed artist until he got it. Moreover, since Cole decided to redo the song Dead Presidents on the mixtape The Warm Up, it means that he first rapped about the track Dead Presidents on his first mixtape The Come Up. The song I Get Up is a message of inspiration. According to Genius states that inspirational song by J. Cole talking about the struggles in life and how everyone is doing something to get back. This is shown in the lyrics.
Hold your head, hey, and hold your head. I get up, I see the cloud from my window. I pray the sun don't shine this way. And where I go is the wind blow. Mama, your son gonna find his way. And if I gotta crawl, I'ma make it to the end, though. And to the top, if I climb my way, tell him I'ma rise, I'm headed for the sky, paint a picture of the depth.
From my point of view, this is similar to the song Get It on the mixtape The Come Up, where it was about uplifting artists to be the best they can be, hence a song of inspiration. This is why The Warm Up is the follow-up of the mixtape The Come Up. Cole did not give up on chasing his dreams. The song Dollar and a Dream 2 shows Cole's hope and dreams. According to Genius, it states that this song explores Cole's hope and dreams as a young man fresh out of college with student debt to pay off. This is shown in the lyrics.
For whatever play, I represent the struggle. say what they never say.
From my point of view, this shows the challenges Cole faced in life, which is probably people taking advantage because of his fame. Moreover, there is a reason why this shows that the warm-up is the follow-up of the mixtape The Come Up. There is a song called Dollar in the Dream which is found on the mixtape The Come Up. Therefore, it's a follow-up to the song Dollar in the Dream 2 found on the mixtape The Warm Up. The song Badness shows the reason why The Warm Up is the follow-up of the mixtape The Come Up. It features one of the Dreamville artists, Omen. Remember the track intro found on the mixtape The Come Up? Cole has mentioned about Dreamville Records. So probably on the mixtape The Warm Up, Cole had already started searching for artists for his record label, Dreamville Records.
I say the devil keep following. I say the devil keep following. I say the devil keep following.
Feel like I'm riding on a charter plane of brokenhearted pain. Turbulence is constant, my pilot is going insane. If I could find a parachute to parasail, maybe these parasites of paranoia won't prevail. Character dope as hell, but where is my parallel? Sweetheart, deep thoughts lost in my brain, so I sleep hard nights with no progress. Main, I'm thinking like I'll probably find a Loch Ness in the projects before I find this object of my love, this object of my heart. Guitar strings is strumming, searching my counterpart. Bound to start drinking and smoking, sinking this ocean, leaping through the badness, hoping I'm reaching for closeness. Feel like the devil.
Out of all the songs in the tracklist, Last Call is the most important.
Yeah.
Cole explains how he dropped both of the mixtapes, The Come Up and The Warm Up. This proves that The Warm Up is the follow-up of the mixtape, The Come Up.
Yeah.
Here is Cole's explanation concerning The Come Up.
What can I say? You heard The Come Up, you know what that was about. Just a little nigga from North Carolina, man. Fayette 9 to be exact. Moved to NYC. Chasing the dream. I used college. If y'all niggas don't know, I used college as like the tool to get to New York. That's all I really. I ain't had no family up here, nothing like that. I came up here on a scholarship. Nigga went to college. And the whole time, I didn't even think I was going to have to finish college. I just thought, you know, I'd be signed by like my freshman year, so I wouldn't have to finish college. But it didn't happen like that, obviously. Nigga graduated, and things started falling into place. I got way more focused. I dropped The Come Up.
Now here's Cole's explanation concerning The Warm Up.
You know, obviously, shit, everything happens for a reason. So shit, fast forward to The Warm Up. This is just me, like, you know, being that nigga that's practicing and making sure there's no way, it's undeniable that when I go to tryouts, there's no way the fucking coach is passing up on me, my nigga. So that's what this whole mixtape was about. And lo and behold, you know, as I'm finishing up the mixtape, the deal comes. You know, thank God, I'm blessed. Everything happens.
So, The Warm Up is the follow-up of the mixtape, The Come Up, because of various reasons. Since The Come Up is the first mixtape by J. Cole, there were some changes as time went on because Cole wanted to improve as an artist. This is why, on the second mixtape, The Warm Up, Cole has used the metaphor of being part of a basketball team as a way of saying his reason in the rap game. This is why he is signed to Jay-Z's record label, Roc Nation. Therefore, The Come Up was about Cole chasing his dream of becoming a signed artist, and then The Warm Up shows Cole finally becoming a signed artist because of his song, Lights Please. So, that's the end of my podcast, and I'll see you next time. Bye!